At the beginning of Pippin, the leading player speaks to the audience and tells them, "We have magic to do." It's what you hope for every time you see theater. It's what keeps us acting, directing, designing, dancing, and attending. The hope that tonight all of the elements will come together and enthrall us, creating a bit of magic in an ordinary world. Last week, the Repertory Theater of St. Louis gave us some magic as they opened Fly, written by Trey Ellis and Ricardo Kahn. Fly tells the story of four members of the Tuskegee Airmen, the black pilots who escorted bombers in World War II, and it's the best show I've seen on the rep stage in years. The Tuskegee Airmen fought for a country that appreciated neither their skill nor their sacrifice. Not only were they kept separate from their white counterparts, they also endured myriad acts of malice and bigotry from men who were supposed to be on the same side. Ellis and Kahn, who also directs, paint the story in broad strokes. The four actors playing the airmen, David Pegram, Chet Simpkins, Eddie R. Brown III, W.W., Will Cobbs, Oscar, and Terrell Donnell Sledge, Jay Allen, give us moments of intimacy that shade and color the story gorgeously. The white members of the cast, Greg Brostrom, Kerry Donaldson, and Timothy Seck, express the hatred and narrow-minded malevolence these men endured and eventually the grudging respect they earned. Pegram Simpkins is young and full of the possibilities of all young men. He does a credible change into his older self attending Obama's inauguration and marveling at how his journey follows our country's journey. Brown's WW, or WWW, is all lanky, loose-hipped strut and swagger, alluring in his zoot suit, my favorite piece of Tony Leslie James's costume design, and comical in a flight suit. The differences in the men, the youth from Harlem who just wants to fly, the artful womanizer from Chicago, the stalwart husband and father from Iowa, and the young island man looking for his father's respect, illustrate the journey from them to us. For them, flying represents recognition, freedom, and possibility. Mostly the magic is created not by the story itself, but by the way it is told. It is a beautiful piece of art, weaving an innovative interactive set created by Beowulf Borat, and lights co-designed by Rui Rita and Jake DeGroot, with actors who soar through the air without ever leaving their Eames Navy chairs. And one extraordinarily talented dancer, Omar Edwards, who plays the Tap Griot, the otherworldly being who embodies all the frustration, humiliation, insecurity, and finally joy the airmen are unable to express in their repressive military world. Edward shines, and his dancing is glorious, his ability to portray emotions through dance exceptional. Normally, I find 90-minute plays to be about an hour of substance, the part that will be made into a 45-minute TV show, and 30 minutes of excess. These 90 minutes almost feel as if they could be longer, crafting more nuances into the strokes. But the beauty of the piece is the energy and drive it has, and likely that could not be sustained through an intermission. It's a passionate play and ends in a true standing ovation, not a St. Louis meandering to your feet, but an honest leap from the seats. You only see a handful of those in a lifetime in the theater. At the end, Fly leaves you wanting more, and that's always good. Fly continues at the Loretta Hilton through November 10th. Don't miss the magic. I'm Donna Peroni.